This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, March 18th. A lot of clouds in the Dallas-Fort Worth area today with a high of 60. It will be clearer tonight with a low of 38. Here are today's headlines. At least 13 people have died since 2022 under the care of a woman who was allegedly operating four different homes as part of an unlicensed care facility, authorities wrote in a search warrant affidavit. Arlington police said this week it is conducting an investigation into multiple unlicensed community living homes run by a company called Love and Caring for People. The company operates homes in Arlington, Grand Prairie, and Mansfield. The owner, Regla Beckwehr, was arrested February 15th and faces a charge of abandoning or endangering an individual, leading to imminent danger of bodily harm. She remains in Tarrant County custody with her bail set at $750,000. Police have said additional charges are pending. Police wrote in a news release that the 49-year-old Beckwehr and her staff are accused of improper care of clients, attempting to cut off communication with family, and making purchases with clients' money without their knowledge or consent. Officials noted that she has only been charged in connection to one case involving one client. An attorney representing Beckwehr declined to comment. Investigators suspect Beckwehr and her staff kept the property of deceased clients, including their phones and vehicles. A search warrant affidavit sheds light on the alleged conditions inside the homes, along with the names of several people who were reported to have died under Beckwehr's care. Arlington Police Chief Al Jones said in a statement that the investigation has resulted in multiple clients being pulled from the homes so they can receive the legitimate care they need. Next up, eclipse-themed beer, jewelry and ornaments, and donuts that capture the sun's disappearing act with the help of buttercream frosting. With April 8th's total solar eclipse nearly here, businesses are ready for the celestial event that will dim skies along a generous path across North America. There are oodles of special eclipse safety glasses for sale, along with T-shirts emblazoned with clever slogans and other souvenirs. Just like the last time the U.S. got a big piece of the total solar eclipse action in 2017. Hotels and resorts along the prime path are luring in visitors with special packages, and Southwest and Delta are selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. Cities, museums, and parks are staging watch parties to draw in tourists as well as residents. Closer to Eclipse Day, there are likely to be more special products and promotions from national brands springing up, like Moon Pie's Eclipse Survival Kit, made up of four mini versions of the chocolate snack and two pairs of eclipse glasses. Small businesses within the eclipse's 115-mile-wide path of totality appear to be leading the charge so far. Online shops and local vendors have put together a full array of creative, limited-edition merchandise like earrings, baby onesies, ornaments, games, banners, and more. Some towns and business owners have been anticipating the celestial event and huge crowds for years. In other news, a $418 million settlement by the powerful National Association of Realtors could potentially lead to billions of dollars in savings for homebuyers and sellers. The landmark deal upends policies that for decades helped set real estate agent commissions to resolve claims that sellers were forced to pay artificially inflated costs to sell their homes. Sellers typically paid a 5 to 6% commission that agents for the buyer and seller split as a condition of using the trade group's affiliated multiple listing service. Home sellers behind multiple lawsuits against the real estate trade group and several major brokerages argued that rules governing homes listed for sale on the MLS unfairly propped up agent commissions. They also argued the rules incentivized agents representing buyers to avoid showing their clients' listings where the seller's broker was offering a lower commission to the buyer's agent. As part of the settlement, the NAR agreed to no longer require a broker advertising a home for sale on MLS to offer any upfront compensation to a buyer's agent. The move could slash fees paid to real estate agents and save consumers between $20 and $30 billion annually. And a plan to reduce traffic fatalities in Dallas has identified more than a dozen road segments that are the most dangerous for pedestrians. Preliminary data shows pedestrian injuries in Dallas crashes last year were the highest since 2019, though numbers are trending down this year so far. 18 months ago, Dallas joined more than 45 other cities nationwide in pledging to address traffic safety. Its Vision Zero plan is aiming at eliminating traffic fatalities and cutting severe injuries in half by 2030. Only about 2% walk to work, but pedestrians account for 30% of traffic deaths. It's why some residents are calling for designated downtown spaces that prioritize pedestrian access. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.